Chapter 7. Psychiatric Drugs and Shooters. During the debate over marijuana legislation, a dark side to the use of legal drugs was largely overlooked. Because of the overuse and mishandling of legal prescription drugs, America has experienced a terrifying rise in teen suicides, school shootings, and the deaths of many veterans. Then Secretary of Veteran Affairs Eric Shinseki reported in November 2009 that more veterans have committed suicide since 2001 than we have lost on the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan. In May 2014, another shooting by a seemingly average kid rocked the nation. 22-year-old Elliot Roger killed 6 people and injured 13 others in a rampage in Isla Vista, California, that ended with his taking his own life. Immediately, his father and the corporate mass media began the drumbeat, blaming guns for the carnage despite the fact that Roger's first 3 kills were with a knife. There were no calls for registering or outlawing bladed instruments. Although Roger also rammed at least 1 victim with his car, no one called for outlawing automobiles. In a manifesto left behind, Roger stated, "I was different because I am of mixed race. I am half white, half Asian, and this made me different from the normal, fully white kids that I was trying to fit in with. I envied the cool kids, and I wanted to be one of them." This prompted cries that racial hatred was to blame for Roger's crime. One of Roger's victims, 20-year-old Bianca DeCock, who survived 5 gunshots, told how he wore a smirky, grimacy smile as he gunned down her sorority sisters. "He wanted to do this. He looked happy about it," she told the news media. Elliot Roger was only the latest in a string of young men involved in shooting incidents. The corporate mass media always blames firearms for the shootings, but a look at history reveals that prior to the 1968 Gun Control Act, any person could legally own all sorts of weapons, including machine guns. Yet these guns prompted no school shootings. What the media fails to mention is the common denominator in so many of these shootings: psychiatric drugs. Of course, gun makers, unlike pharmaceutical companies, do not spend millions on advertising. Few in the media have detailed the fact that Roger was being treated for psychological and psychiatric issues. In his own words, he said, "I will quickly swallow all of the Xanax and Vicodin pills I have left." Is it not possible that Roger's mental illness and the psychiatric drugs with which he was being treated are at least partially responsible for his heinous deeds? As Roger's story illustrates, drugs may play a significant role in the recent spate of senseless public shootings, though in this case, the drugs are legal. And as we see from Roger's case, these drugs are being prescribed to more and more young people, frequently under the age of 18. When dangerous psychiatric medications are mixed with the typical tensions of adolescent life, the results can be deadly. Rather than continually send heartfelt condolences to the families of the victims, it is time for lawmakers to investigate the connection between prescription psychiatric drugs and violence.